Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Burning Question podcast. Andy is not here with me today, so I have my choice of guests. And for some reason, as a Chelsea fan, I thought it'd be a good idea to bring a Liverpool fan back on after I thought we did such a good episode together last time, if I do say so myself. Mo, how are we doing?
I'm good, thank you very much. Thank you for having me on. How are you doing, Harry?
Yeah, good. Good. Green arrow, can't complain. Looking forward to a nice double game week, the best time in FPL, especially double game weeks where there are, you know, it's Bournemouth and Luton, right? So we get to have the whole, is it the right time to go in on double game week players? And every time, yeah, it is. Always.
Yeah, I totally always agree. Yeah, it's fun. This is the fun period of FPL now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure we're going to talk about the double today. I'm sure people watching have heard about the double game week a few times in bits of content over the past weeks, but we'll do it again. We're going to focus a little bit more on maybe some of the dilemmas that we're looking at, because I think the players to pick for this week are more straightforward than the players to potentially sell. So a lot of us are like, yeah, I like the look of this player, I like the look of that player, but is it worth selling certain players to go and buy them? We'll have a look at a game week 28 wildcard. We'll also have a look at a game week 30 wildcard sort of draft as well. Not really to look what it will look like, but just to have a sort of discussion about what we need to be planning for the future as well. Because although you might want to double up on Bournemouth, Luton this week, if you're free hitting in 29 and you need to look at Salah, etc. back in 30, it's not straightforward is what I'm going to say. Looking at my team and trying to figure out a way to get Salah back in 30 or 31 at the latest doesn't look great, given that we have seen Salah back in training today, it looks like, ready for the weekend.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, I've seen the pictures, seen the footage.
So game week 30 is definitely one we'll be looking at getting them back, if not game week 31 for Sheffield United at home. How are you feeling having Mo back? You've done pretty well without him, but for a weekend.
We've done really, really well. I mean, the whole team has stepped up. You've seen we've had a depleted team and somehow we've won all the games, like including beating your team, Harry. I had to mention it, get that one in. But yeah, we've done really well.
You were lucky. Like you said. Lucky. But,
no, to be, you know what? I know we don't want to talk about that too much, but your team should have took the initiative in the second half where we were on the floor and you didn't.
Well, we did, but we didn't finish the chances.
No, in extra time, you didn't.
Oh, in extra time, no.
Extra time. Yeah, that performance was shocking. You know, it was a terrible performance by your team. So, you know,
I've moved on.
You've got past that.
I've got past it. I need to start thinking about better things like double Luton defense that I've got in my team this week. One of which has the vice captaincy armband, and we'll get onto that.
My God, double, that's going to be, I can't wait to see your team. But yeah, just to finish on the point, you said we need Salah for Man City. Yeah. I mean, it's all good. We've just about got by against Forest and we've just about got by a lot of these games with a depleted team. But now for City, we need our heavy hitters. We actually need Nunes and Salah big time.
Yeah. Nunes is the big one. Of course, got you the win at the weekend. Let's have a look. You have Nunes in your team as well. Bit of a nice segue. Talk me through your team for the weekend. Smashed it. 94 points with a minus four, but still. What were your transfers this week? And yeah, talk to me.
So last weekend, yeah, I had a lovely week. I took a minus four. I've got Areola in goal. Very fortunate day. It was between him and the Newcastle keeper. I mean, they both returned. But yeah. I got jammy on that one, to be fair. Keepers have been a nightmare. I think we all agree.
Yeah.
It's been an absolute pain. The first defender we're going to talk about, Harry, I think you've had some pain. I've had some pain. And it's Trippier. He got 1 point. The one time they kept a clean sheet. He came off before 60th minute. I don't know about you, but I was on the ropes when I saw that. Honestly.
It was, I know people use the like statement, if you don't laugh, you'll cry. But that is really how I felt at that moment. I was like, I've held you through thick and thin. I played you in the blank where you had Arsenal and you didn't do anything. And now I played you here. And then the worst bit, actually, was Livramento coming on and scoring in his place. And I thought, no, that's not fair.
That could have been trips.
That could have
honestly,
been.
Honestly, he's been, and we're going to come on to this, to next week's team, he's been a thorn in my team. In fact, my whole defence has been painful. But I'll continue running through and we'll get back to it. So Gabriel, I think everyone's either got one Arsenal defender, so it's not much joy in one clean sheet. So Zebriani, I bought him in. The Bournemouth, I went 1 week early. And the reason for that, Harry, is I had Stupinan. And honest to God, I've run out of patience.
Yeah.
Seriously, I took a minus four. He was the one I took a minus four. Very rare you take one for a defender, especially a non-attacking one like him. But in my case, I was going to get 0 points from a Stupinan. I had no bench. I have to make the changes. And in this case, I thought I'd be 1 week ahead, which is good to have for a double.
Yeah.
So made that move. And fortunately, he paid me back with a clean sheet, a rare Bournemouth clean sheet, but we'll take it.
Was there any consideration of Senesi? Of course, Senesi owners have got incredibly unlucky. Like, there was the whole thing about the yellow cards, but it doesn't look like he's going to be back until at least
that's what put me off, you know, Harry. He was the better choice, 100%. I looked at him. In fact, I wasn't going to look past anyone. It was the yellow cards. And that's simple as that. And the price, very cheap as well.
Yeah.
It's not like there's much price difference, but still, of my team value, I need to, wherever I can scrape the little 0.1s. But yeah, so that was just pure luck. That's the reason I took him in. I just wanted someone. And he played 90 minutes every game.
Yeah.
Because what's been happening to me, Harry, I've been bringing in these players, even though they're bench fodder or you put them on the bench, when I need them, they don't play. Mm-hmm. And I've been stung too many times this season. So I want to bring in a player. I don't care if it's only 2 points or if I really luck out it's a clean sheet, I'll take it. So that's the reason I bought him in. He's got that stability.
Yeah.
After that, Foden, obviously outstanding performance. Very, very lucky. Thank God I didn't consider moving him on. Odegaard was the other move. So this is the reason the minus happened, Harry. It was KDB to Odegaard. And Stupinan to Zebriani. And Odegaard, again, paid me back. Could have got more points.
That Arsenal game, as owning just Saka and him punishing my rank, I was just like, God, this could have been so much more. I almost went for Odegaard. I didn't. But yeah, they looked so good once again. And Brentford at home this week, you must be looking at it thinking, I'm glad I've got a double up on them.
That's the reason I've done it. And the double up is very interesting. The triple up, I should say, of Arsenal, because you can go double defense or double attack. And I've gone for the attack. Arsenal, at the moment, irony, they're the best attack and best defense. So you could actually just take your pick. You know, it's not like the Saliba, Gabriel owners are losing out. But from my perspective, I was desperate to try to get gains from their attack because Saka is very highly owned. And as you can see, I really went for it, Harry. I went Saka captain, which you thought Trippier. Did. Nearly made me cry. Yeah, you thought Trippier nearly made me cry. Well, with Saka's substitution, I did cry. Honest, it was so annoying. And to find out he was sick.
I think he was all right. I just think they rested him.
And you reckon that was the PR just to so fans don't get on the case. But the reality is, imagine how frustrated I was. He could have scored in the first minute. He crossed bar.
It could have been so much more.
He could have, I'll be honest with you, in my head, I calculated I could make, when I saw Haaland only got one goal, I calculated in my head I could make 20 points on Haaland this week from this game. I knew Arsenal were going to destroy Sheffield United. So to see him come off, it was such a pain. That was the big, even though it sounds like I'm moaning, I've had a good week, but that hurt me because that could have been ultimate gains. You know, one of them game weeks that you get once in a season. Yeah, but he got taken off. Palmer, just so consistent. So happy with him. I just love him as a player. He's one of your bright sparks this season in your team.
Best signing of the season.
he's going to be up there. I saw you tweet that before, and I just, I was trying to think, is it the best signing? I tried to think around.
A lot of people think.
Yeah, McAllister's a fair shout.
And then Rice has been, like, recently.
I mean, Rice is expensive, but he's been incredible.
Yeah.
Like, he is. I didn't know he was that good. I know a couple of people have been telling me for some time, especially West Ham fans, how good he is. I didn't know he is unreal.
It's top, yeah.
And then Haaland, well, we all got Haaland. Then Darwin. Yeah, I knew he was substituted, but look at my bench. I had no one to play, so I played him. And he came on, and typical of Darwin, scored the hardest goal, Harry. Like, the easy ones, he scored that header was unreal. Such a good goal. So I'm very lucky there. I'll take them 5 points. And then Watkins, who I think is the player of the season so far.
Yeah.
Just ridiculous. Like, goals and assists, he is. He's like the budget Haaland.
The fact that he's done it without pens as well is crazy. Imagine if he was on penalties for Villa. How many goals would he have? Like, an extra 5 on top of what he's already got.
Unreal. Like, the season he's having, I mean, I know we've got Harry Kane, but Watkins surely has got to be there as the understudy. He's having that season. He's so good. Like, you could see the confidence in him now. So, yeah, he finished off my team, which gave me a 94, but -4, obviously. So, 90 points. It was a lovely game week for me.
Yeah. Smashed it. People are asking in the chat how you decided. Because, to be honest, if I had Areola and Dubravka, I would have started Dubravka this week. And in theory, it would have been the right choice. You can't predict a penalty save.
You can't. No,
West Ham conceded and Newcastle didn't. But
the thinking behind that was, Harry, for me,
you had
I couldn't handle I couldn't handle the pain of the double up. I've done it a couple of times this season thinking I've still got last season's Newcastle in my head, or the start of this season where they're just so good defensively. That Newcastle is dead. Like, their attack is good, maybe a little bit with Gordon, but the actual defense is finished. So that's the reason I couldn't risk the goalkeeper as well. I couldn't.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I look at mine and the Kaminsky transfer I made in their first double in game week 25 continues to pay dividends for me because I didn't want to start in this week. So I had to start Areola. If I had not made that transfer, I would have had Dubravka and I still would have probably played Dubravka.
You think you would have gone for him? You would have gone for him.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe with Trippier, I would have decided to do something different, but it would have been close. Because I had Kaminsky, I had no choice. Like, I was not playing double Luton defence at home to Villa. I had Doughty in my defence, so happy with him.
So just by owning him, he came in clutch for you, basically. Exactly. That's what you're saying. Even though you didn't start him.
Because I didn't want to play.
You didn't want to use him.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't want to play him. I made a -4 this week. So I took out Hwang Hee-chan and brought in Son. But I didn't have enough money to do that because I still had the injured Trent on my bench. So I sold him and brought in Zabanyi. He was actually on my bench this week, but I needed the money and he's now set up well for next week. Unfortunately, I benched Anthony Gordon for his goal. Never bench Gordon at home seems to be the motto that we've got here. Every time he's at home, just play him, no matter who the other ones are. But yeah. Yeah.
So that was
86 minus 4, 82.
That's not bad.
It's a small green arrow. It's not quite 90.
Yeah, still very good. Yeah. Very, very good. And the position you're in, you're still flying, mate. So you're all right. I needed this. I need about another 3 game weeks like this to try and help me, honestly.
Well, doubles are the way to do it, right? Doubles are the way to do it. If we have a look at the projections that we've got for this week. So this is from an account called RobTFPL on Twitter.
Yeah.
Basically gives you the predictions of all the games that we've got. And look at some of them, right? Arsenal predicted 2.75 goals this week, the highest of any team that we've got going into any particular game. Of course, Bournemouth have a higher, but they play twice. And then, of course, and then Bournemouth, 4.65 across the double predicted goals. But, you might be getting Solanke, presumably getting Solanke. We'll get to your team at the end. But double Arsenal attack as well. Your team looks pretty set up well for this week. But yeah, Arsenal and Bournemouth, the ones that really do stand out here.
That's the reason I went the double Arsenal attack, Harry, is because the Sheffield United and Brentford, I think Brentford defensively are all over the place. And the combination, when you put that's like the stars of the line, when they meet Arsenal, who are playing so well, they're going to get, I see 3 or 4 goals there. That's the only truth. Mm-hmm. The only thing that worries me, unlike this week's game, is the Champions League game. They've got Porto. So if they are winning 3 or 4-0, players will be coming off. I mean, you could argue you took them off against Sheffield United, but in this case, even more so.
Yeah, I agree. I actually thought it was this midweek, which is why then when I saw Saka came off, I was like, oh, that's fine, but it's not until next
midweek. Yeah.
So
it's after this game.
Yeah, the Brentford one. The interesting thing on here as well is actually Luton are not predicted to score that many goals. They're predicted one against Palace and one against Bournemouth. I mean,
yeah,
I'd probably be surprised if they only scored twice in this double, but maybe only three. And I think it does highlight the difference between targeting Bournemouth and targeting Luton in this double. They're, you know, the odds, the predictions do have Bournemouth as a much, much better double than Luton. But the assets, we struggle for the assets in Bournemouth, and we'll go through them.
That's the big problem, yeah. Yeah, that's the exact big problem there.
So we'll talk mainly about the double game weekers today. But looking at this, is there any other, you know, single game week team that you particularly look at? The other one that stands out for me, I mean, if we look at the teams that play in 29, right? West Ham predicted almost two goals. So a Jared Bowen this week still looks like a really good buy.
And he's then, a really good pick, yeah. If you own him, I'm quite jealous of that.
Yeah, agree. The Paqueta effect in full force.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Villa Spurs as well, both predicted almost a two-all draw in that game. You don't want to have your defenders, basically, but you want as many attackers as you can get.
I agree. Yeah. Does that mean we class Porro as an attacker if he's fit, or is he a defender?
Probably a defender he's not on any set pieces or less set pieces.
I've seen a lot of talk about potentially Watkins making way for these doublers, but I really like him against Tottenham.
Yeah.
I don't see that defence withstanding Villa's attack.
No, I agree. When we spoke, when this game happened earlier on in the season, we spent all week, the whole bit of content was Son playing against the Villa high line. Like, we spent a week, if you remember, just talking about the Villa high line. And it could happen again. Son's back up front.
Yeah.
He's going to be running in behind. Villa attack more when they're at home as well. So, yeah, I think there's definitely investment in both that game and in West Ham as well this week.
Agree. Yeah. Especially if you're not free hitting in, like you said, 28 and stuff, and you want to play that plays in both, that you just touched on them already.
Mm. Cool. So just before we move on, G-Wiz is asking in the chat, it's probably worth us both clarifying our chip strategies. Just before we do that, if you are enjoying the stream, if you could make sure you've liked and subscribed to Fantasy Football Scout, that would be fantastic. I basically have to free hit. I've got like five players in that week, and one of which is Charlie Taylor. So I'm going to free hit. So I am targeting Bournemouth more than I'm targeting Luton. What's your plan?
Same, free hit. Yeah. You've got five. I think I've got three. So, and I made up my mind when I saw the Arsenal v Sheffield United. You know, those transfers I made, Harry. So I made up my mind that week. I'm going to attack the Arsenal two games where I'm hoping the people that are not free hitting can't have them. So that's the edge I tried to get. But yeah, free hit, definitely 29.
Cool. And the reason that's important, of course, is if you are free hitting in 29, Bournemouth, you can go heavier on Bournemouth because the double is better. And after the double, the fixtures are nice, right? Up until about game week 33, 34, when most of us will be looking to play our wild card. They have Everton, Crystal Palace, Luton, then Man United at home in the ones after that. Whereas Luton have a fixture in 29, but after 29, their fixtures do get a lot worse. So your chip strategy does sort of dictate which route you're going to go down.
Cool. Yeah.
So let's get the players up from them. So what we've got here are the ones that are sort of most popular over the course of the week so far. And as we said at the beginning, and I don't know if you agree, Mo, but as I say, it feels quite obvious who to buy. If you want to take a punt on a midfielder, the midfield is the place I look at where I don't know who to buy. But outside of that, I think it's reasonably straightforward.
I mean, the only thing I will say, I think you've got the second slide as well, but at one stage I thought Solanke is definitely the best option. Like, you can see he's top of the list there. But Morris from Luton is not too bad, you know. I mean, I know we're gonna talk about the Luton players after, but that's the only one that threw in, not really made me think hard on it, but I would like to have him as well, but obviously I can't fit him in.
Yeah.
But for me, Solanke is the only, like, if he wasn't free hitting and you're trying to get by with, say, seven players in for 29, I would still get him in for this game week, if that makes sense. If he's one of the ones that would still interrupts your plan or whatever, I would still get him. He's the one doubler, I think, that who could hurt you this game week.
Yeah, so that's probably the only question I have. Is if you're not free hitting in 29 and you could only buy one of Solanke and Morris, I just still think I couldn't go without Solanke this week, despite Morris saving you a minus four. I just still think I would just go Solanke for a week and take the hit next week. Just those two home games, the captaincy on him is going to be massive. If there's anyone in the chat not going to captain Solanke this week, like, please let us know who it's going to be on, because it's going to be huge. It'll be 200% ownership.
And that's another reason. I know you shouldn't buy players on Fear or EO or whatever, but it is going to be, it's so obvious at times. I mean, I'm a perfect example. I'm trying to find that edge if I can go against Haaland as captaincy. But even me this week, I don't think I'm considering anyone else. I think it's Solanke. It's a close shot, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I agree. Have you got any, so you say you've made a transfer already.
So
spoilers. Okay. There are a few other Bournemouth players that we look at outside of the attack. Solanke and Morris are the two most exciting picks this week, I think, by far.
By far. This is a double where it's not the traditional where we've got loads of options. If you're looking for the ones with the biggest potential. I mean, when I looked at Morris, Harry, I was very impressed. It's four returns from the last five.
Yeah, it's looking really good.
It's like 8-2, 8-5, 11. Like, that's incredible. And he takes penalties. He's such a lovely shout. It's just a problem of fitting them all in. And if you've only got the 50-50 choice between him and Solanke, I still would go Solanke.
Yeah, it's the captaincy that just...
Yeah.
So we'll leave midfielders to the end, but we'll talk about defence and goalkeeper first. Of course, Kaminski and Neto, it completely depends if you need them in 29 or not. I think that's fairly reasonable. If you're buying a keeper this week and you need them in 29... go Kaminski. But if you've got an Areola or something, Neto looks much, much better this week. Yeah. As we saw with the market odds that we've got, it looks like the Bournemouth clean sheet chance is so much higher than Luton. So it's worth it long term to go Neto.
You have to be
this
in
week.
A pretty nice position though, Harry, to have the transfers available. With the amount of injuries and stuff we've had, to have the transfers available to be able to do a goalkeeper move. I mean, would you do a minus four for a keeper?
No. Not if you've got because Areola's fixture is so good and like half the game own Areola. So if you're looking at a goalkeeper this week that has a good fixture, you've got an Areola. I don't think it's worth a hit. Areola to Neto doesn't feel like it's massively worth, or your second keeper to Neto isn't worth a hit. The only thing on that though is the fixtures afterwards.
Yeah.
In 30 really and 31... and 32, Areola has Newcastle, Spurs at home, Wolves away. Like, you might not get the gain out of Neto this week, but you might get it in the following weeks when Neto has Everton at home, Palace at home, Luton away in that same run. So I don't think it'll pay off this week, but I do wonder if it's good for the long term to have Areola and Neto as your two goalkeepers.
I totally agree. The fixtures are lovely. Bournemouth's next five are just really, really good. But again, the hit for that, and especially as a player that won't be playing 29 as well, don't add up for me on that front. If you're fortunate enough and your team's in such a good place, then it's a decent pick. But not for me.
Yeah, no, I agree. Into the defence.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Again, Bournemouth's does look much better, but there's not really that exciting a pick in the Bournemouth one. The one that stands out is Kerkez. You should play both, but he's not 100% nailed to play both. They have a couple of other options who have filled in that position. Kelly, who is their mainstay left back, is injured. So you could take a punt there, but Kelly could be back in 30. So you are just creating, you know, an issue for yourself. So it is a little bit boring, the Bournemouth defence.
I think the defence is not great at all. I mean, realistically, Harry, like I said, I've got Zebriani, so have you. And when you think about it, like, where's the points? No attacking returns, realistically, if we keep a clean sheet. And even though the next five fixtures are lovely, it is Bournemouth that not much clean sheets there. So yeah, it's not ideal. Again, it's the sort of one you can do to bring in, and you can leave them on the bench later on because they're not too expensive, and utilize them whenever. Mm. Say you look at your starting 11 and you see one of your defenders playing Man City, you can just swap them in for one of these guys. But yeah, I wouldn't take a hit, I don't think.
No. I don't think there's anyone in this double that's worth a hit apart from Solanke.
Well, you know, I'm contradicting myself, Harry, because I've actually taken a hit and one of them is a defender. But my reasons are extreme. Some of the viewers might agree or disagree because I've had horrendous defense, which has cost me so badly the last five game weeks. Basically, no one playing. It's Stupinan now, Trippier, Lascelles. I've had to take hits now to try and repair this. So that's the reason. That's the mitigation against me saying I wouldn't like to do it, but I had to.
To be fair, let me rephrase that. I don't think there are any defenders or any players outside of Solanke that are worth a hit in 28 alone. So there is reason to take a hit for a Luton player because it benefits you in 29. There is reason to take hits for Bournemouth players if it benefits you in 30, 31, 32. But I'm not sure the hits will pay off this week for anyone apart from Solanke. But your aim is to get the hit back from your Bournemouth defender, maybe this week, but also in 30 and 31 and after. But and Luton, if you take a hit, you're hoping to get part of it back this week and part of it back next week. But if it was just this week, I don't think anyone apart from Solanke is worth the hit.
Agree. Yeah.
But, you know, there is the longer term.
If you're in a good place, but if you're like me and you had a Stupinan and Trippier, I've taken a hit to bring in one of these defenders. So a Luton one at that.
Yeah, exactly. So Lalex is saying taking a hit for Raya to Kaminski. I mean, Raya can't play this week. So you are effectively going from zero to three fixes over the next 2 weeks. So there are, you know, certain situations that it is worth it. So that's, I mean, the only other defender is, do you look at, you have Doughty already, or you bought Doughty this week?
I just bought him this week already. It's the first, that's the spoiler. I've already gone early, Harry. Mm. I had to go early. So Trippier, I was so annoyed after that game. And I looked at my defense. I can't be certain Porro's going to be fit.
Yeah.
Lascelles doesn't play. So I thought I'm going to make a move and I'm just going to be aggressive. We've just spoken about not taking minus fours for a lot of these defenders, but I went for Doughty.
He's excited.
So I haven't done the minus four. It's only a move. The minus four is going to be Nunes to Solanke. That's more than likely. But I had to do it, Harry, because it's, like you said, a bit more exciting. Gives me something to try and enjoy this double game week. But also, I'm fed up with these players that was costing me money. Trippier's expensive and Stupinan was expensive and they weren't returning.
Yeah, yeah.
And plus, I need money in the bank because I'm preparing for Salah for after the international break.
Yeah, yeah. No,
so, Trippier to Doughty put a lot of money in the bank, so I'm ready for that move.
Doughty is, if you're going to watch their games, Doughty, you want Doughty on your team. It's so much. I've enjoyed watching Luton play even more owning Doughty in my team because he's on all crosses from that side. He's putting more crosses than any player in the league so far this season as well. So
he's got 8 assists, Harry. I mean, that's impressive. You know, like very rare you get. It's only a premium. We're talking Trent and Trippier. That you'd expect that from.
Yeah,
no one delivers. It's 8. I mean, looking at their clean sheets, of course, it's grim. So I'm not trying to make him sound like Roberto Carlos, but you do have a chance of it. I put it this way. I don't think the odds of getting a clean in those two is pretty slim, but the odds of getting maybe a return assist is pretty good.
Yeah, it is. But then I suppose I don't want to tell you that I wouldn't have done your transfers because you freed up money doing it. So it's a little
That's
bit different.
That's the reason, yeah.
But if you had... A lot of people will have a City defender and is an Ake to a Doughty worth the hit? I find that harder to answer. I probably would because of the fixture and I probably would hit them to a Bournemouth defender as well because I don't expect a City clean sheet. So you are hoping that your Bournemouth defender gets one clean sheet or Doughty gets one return to pay it off. So I probably would.
Yeah. Yeah, that could pay off. You're right. That could pay off only because you're gambling on they basically have Liverpool at Anfield and a blank and then Arsenal. So you're right. Yeah, it could materialize. You'd expect Liverpool and Arsenal, whether they win or lose, to get a goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that could work. Yeah, it sounds crazy.
Yeah.
A City defender to a Luton defender.
It's what we do for the doubles. It's what we do.
I was about to say that. It's what doubles play with our minds, honestly. That's a crazy move.
And that's the other thing about this week for the double, is because of some of the other fixtures we've got. Because Liverpool play Man City.
Yeah.
Spurs play Villa. And Newcastle, Chelsea. So a lot of the defences that people have got investment in are not great this week. And even like Charlie Taylor, the one who sits on people's benches, is away at West Ham, right? So it's not even like he has a really good fixture that you could just play him. So that's why the double game week defenders look appealing on paper, because you've got not great options. Like if I didn't have the defenders, like I would be playing Trippier away at Chelsea if he wasn't injured, or Taylor away at West Ham. So the rest of the game week also contributes to making the Bournemouth and Luton players look more appealing.
Definitely, 100% agree. When you look at the fixtures, you can't see much clean. I mean, we've not seen clean sheets hardly anywhere anyway, Harry, to be honest, but especially this game week.
Yeah.
Now we've said this, watch there be loads of nil-nils. But yeah, I don't expect that, no. I think it's a worthwhile. I think this is, if you are going to do it, I think this game week here, the odds of getting something back in a double game week, the probability goes up, even for teams like Luton and Bournemouth. So hence why we're in there.
Yeah, yeah. So we haven't touched on midfield, and trying to buy a midfielder this week feels like picking a straw out, or a, I don't know what the expression is, picking a needle in a haystack, or, you know, trying to find the winning lottery numbers, it feels like this week.
Yeah.
There will be ones that do well, particularly I look at Bournemouth and think there might be ones in there that do well. If Semenya was a midfield, if Semenya was a midfielder,
he'd be considered.
He'd be the one, I think. Yeah. He's looked really good and he's playing on the wing, but we don't have forward spots for him. So Tavernier,
Cliver, Tavernier. At one stage, I was pretty keen on Tavernier. Then I made the mistake of looking into just some of the numbers and how it's been. It just made me think, what am I? At least with the defenders, the formation I'm playing, or my team setup, Harry, I could leave them on the bench and it doesn't matter for that price.
Yeah.
But like these ones, I couldn't make the case for bringing them in. I can't see the returns.
No, so
I mean, you might get lucky. You could go for one, Cliver or Tavernier. Look, the two, one of them, you punt on one of them.
So I did consider it this week, but I'd have to bench someone like Foden, and like that just feels crazy. The more I watched that City game at the weekend and thought, everyone's got midfielders like Son, Saka, Palmer, Foden. Like, you're not benching any of them, really.
You can't bench him. No, you can't. You can't bench him. I mean, I'm a Liverpool fan and he's starting in my team. I mean, I don't mind if he does nothing, but he's playing. He's having that season, isn't he? You can't. You can't. Again, it seems crazy. I know double game weeks, we're really tempted, but I don't think anyone in that midfield is worth the risk to remove Foden or bench him, I should say.
Does anyone at Luton, because I suppose they play in 29, so non-free hitters might, if you have a Hwang in your team now, would you buy a Luton defender, a Luton midfielder, or would you buy a Bowen, a Douglas Luiz instead?
If it was a midfielder, I'd still buy one of them. Mm. Yeah, a Bowen, 100%.
I'd go Bowen, over any of those Bowen Luton midfielders.
There's just not much there for us, no.
No. The only one is Chong, but he picked up an injury at the end of the last game. So we just need to check that he's okay. His returns, you know, two assists and a goal in his last three appearances.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. He'd probably be the one. I'd go him over Barkley, I think, now. Barkley's playing really deep with Lokonga out.
Yeah.
So people will look at Barkley, but his returns have not been great for a while. You could go there, but playing deeper, I'd probably punt on Chong if he's going to be available. But I mean, what's the max you're expecting? Like, they're predicted two goals, maybe three max in the double.
You could get an assist. I mean, like, as I said, we know Morris is playing well. He's a threat. I thought they would have suffered with Adebayor injured.
Yeah.
But he stepped up. He's put his hand up and delivered recently. So he's been good. So someone could feed him. You get an assist there. But just it don't sit well with me, partly because of what you said, the movement of removing excellent players, although they've got one game week. I can't make the case for it, if I'm honest. Yeah. But obviously, it always depends on your team, your structure. Or some might be wildcarding and thinking they can get a couple more in. We're not. So, not for me. I like from Luton, it's either the irony is the top two and the on the list, Harry. Morris and Doughty, they're the two I like from Luton, apart from that.
Yeah. No, I'm the same. I am.
I think if you had to order them, so give me your top three double game week 28 players, Harry. So include Bournemouth and Luton together. So your top three. Don't worry about the price or positions. Like, just so if you could pick.
Yeah. If I'm free hitting in 29.
Yeah. Solanke, you can add that as well. Yeah.
If I'm free hitting 29, it's Solanke first, Morris second, Neto third. But I'm picking two strikers there. If I'm not free hitting 29, then it's probably Solanke first, Morris second, and then Doughty three.
That's my three. Yeah. That's the three I like. That's the three if I was going to pick. Makes sense for me. Mm. If I was putting a bonus fourth one in, I'd put in a Bournemouth defender or a keeper.
Yeah.
That's it. But they're the three, I think, from the double game week 28 players that we could look at. Morris, if somehow people could get him in, I think he's a good shout this week. It's going to be a nice differential. I think people can't get to him. So naturally, it's a nice pick there.
So there's been several questions in the chat about the same transfer that is going around that people are considering. Would you sell, if you're not free hitting 29, would you sell Erling Haaland this week to buy Morris?
No chance. Not for me.
Would you not?
No, that is a very aggressive. No, I've heard you discuss this. I've seen other. At first, I thought it was a joke. And then I'm in a couple of groups, the FPL groups, and I saw some serious managers discussing it. So I thought, okay, this is not a joke, actually.
Yeah.
But for me, Harry, no. I know he doesn't play on 29, but we're free hitting. So, of course, that doesn't affect us. But I can see, if you're not free hitting, I can see the temptation for free game weeks. But I think Haaland is maybe more dangerous in these games. These games are so vital to the Premier League. You think City are going to, they're going to be on. I hope he blanks against Liverpool, but I'm scared of him. He's going to be, I have Haaland always scoring one goal at minimum. That's how I see it. Is Morris going to, at minimum, one goal? It has to be. I don't know. I wouldn't do it, Harry, to answer that move, but I have seen it. I can see the thinking behind it as well. So I'm not having a laugh at it, but not for me. Mm. And then I've got the headache of buying him back as well.
Well, you'd buy him back on, presumably people who are not free hitting are wildcarding. So you'd get him back on wildcard. But the price...
Would you do it, Harry? Are you considering that move?
I'm not, because I'm not free hitting. I'm free hitting. Okay. So I don't get the benefit of next week. Yeah. And I want Haaland until I wildcard. So it doesn't work for me. But would I do it? I suppose the caveat is... You do another transfer in 29 instead. So, in theory, I probably would. I think.
Does Morris score more points across in three games
versus Haaland's one?
Yeah,
I probably would.
That's gonna be it's gonna be a good one for hindsight when we go back and see this. Yeah.
Yeah, I probably would do it.
People are doing that move though, and I can, as I said, there's a rationale behind it, but not for me. It doesn't fit in for me, so I wouldn't do it now.
The only caveat is it depends when you're wildcarding, because if you wildcard, because it's the whole wildcard 30 versus 31 debate. Because if you wildcard 31, and you've suddenly got Morris, I think he's away at Spurs that week in 30, and you don't own Haaland. Now Haaland is, I think he's got Arsenal at home. I want to say, is it at home or away?
Haaland's picture on 31 is
Arsenal at home in 30. So you'd probably want Haaland that week, but you could go without him for a week. I probably would do it. But
and as long as Villa after that at home.
Yeah, but you'd wildcard 31. Like as long as you know you're going to have him for 31 on a wildcard, I'd probably take the gamble on it. It could, you know, go horribly wrong, but I probably would.
I think this is the hardest part of FPL. Like, if I'm honest with you, when you can see past the fear of not owning a player like Haaland, that's the honest truth. We've seen what he's done to us just via captaincy. Because I've seen certain games when I'm thinking maybe there's a better alternative, but no one dares do it. And it's similar. This is an interesting one. Like you said, Morris could work out better, but it's the fear of not owning him. Imagine watching Super Sunday, Harry. You know, Liverpool v. He's just such a powerhouse, such a scary player. He could turn up at Anfield and score two goals. Like, it's
very possible.
Yeah, let's hope it's not possible, but
Let's hope it is. No offense to you, but for my FPL team with no Liverpool and double City and everyone selling Haaland, who's not free hitting next week, I could do with Haaland getting a couple of goals this weekend.
Unless we score four or something, then okay, I'll accept it.
I'll be wearing my sky blue at the weekend.
Chelsea fans.
We haven't got anything else to celebrate at the moment. Just celebrate someone else's.
Apart from Liverpool losing, nah, that's not acceptable.
Exactly. But, after you've beaten us in three cup finals, we'll celebrate your downfall.
Yeah, I know. That is mad. That is...
Anyway, so we don't want to talk about my club. I went on the Off the Bench podcast on Tuesday, and it was great. We just don't talk about Chelsea anymore. Like, we don't have enough time to go through all the games, and like Chelsea just get left out now. We're just one of those games where people just don't bother talking about it anymore.
I'm just like,
you know what? Like, that's fine. I don't need to sit here and talk about us dropping points once again.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
Very briefly on a wildcard draft this week. Mm. Most people playing a wildcard this week are not going to free hit in game week 29 because a wildcard straight followed by a free hit doesn't really make sense. So you'd either...
Yeah.
Free hit and then wild card after, or et cetera, et cetera. So we have got a wild card draft here. This is Andy FPL Mode's wild card. I like his draft as things go. It's got six doublers, so Neto, Zabani, Solanke. Then of course it has to have triple Luton because it helps you for 29 as well. It's got double Arsenal. It's got no City, and it's got no Liverpool. As wildcard drafts for this week go, I quite like it, but I find the strategy this week really difficult because you're then probably rolling your transfer in 29. You're still not putting out a full 11 of players. And then you're going into 30 thinking you need to straight away get Salah in. You need to be getting, you know, Haaland in soonish. Now, this draft has a reasonable amount of money in. But I struggle to see that it benefits you so much in the short term. Now, if your team is full of injuries, then it does benefit you enough. And that's the caveat. But it seems like a time to wildcard if you need to really do surgery to your team rather than for any other benefit.
Yeah, I think the wildcard surely, I'm not sure. Andy's having a good season. So he's clearly thinking straight. It's not under pressure decisions, he's thought about this carefully. I'm not sure if it was the injuries that pushed him over. I can't remember what was Andy's reasons, or was it just like
he had a couple of injuries and then not loads of doubles as well, I think.
Okay. All right, so he's killed two birds with one stone. Then it makes sense. I mean, it looks good for this game week. Let's just say that. He's fully committing for this game week. But I'm not sure. How does he get all the other players back then after? He's left money in the bank.
There's loads of money in the bank.
Loads of money. Okay, so that gives him the flexibility to move for Salah and Haaland straight away. Okay. Then it's not too bad, actually. He's kept a double Arsenal, which means he's enjoying the Brentford, of course. He's clearly concerned there. Would you have done that if you was wildcarding? Would you have still kept the double? I suppose you just can't get rid of
Saka and Gabriel feel like just such locks.
Yeah, I was about to say you can't even. But I just thought, is it something he could take the opportunity? No, you can't. Not against Brentford. No.
And you'd have so much value. If I sell Saka or Gabriel now, the thought of getting them back for about 0.5 million more than I bought them for.
It's interesting he's kept Watkins as well over Haaland. I'm trying to
Watkins
think
what, is an Watkins, interesting one. Yeah, Watkins is one that people are looking at. It's because he plays in 29. Mm. But Watkins is one that people are looking at in game week 31 or so that might have to be the sort of cash cow because they don't double ever. Villa will not double. And from 31 till the end of the season, they have City away, Arsenal away, Chelsea at home, Liverpool at home, Brighton away. The only great... better fixtures. They've got Brentford at home, Bournemouth at home, and Palace away on the final day. You can understand why people will use him as the make way, but it will not be easy to do.
That's
still...
such a hard sell.
We did it this time last year as well.
Such a hard sell, Harry.
Yeah.
I mean, is that a move that you're actually considering as well? Or are you just thinking about what the feeling within the, say, the FPL managers? Is that a move you're thinking about as well?
It is. So what I've now got up on screen is a game week 30 wildcard draft. And the reason I think it's useful to look at this is what non-wildcarders, so those are us free hitting, will need to build towards. And the midfield of Salah, Foden, currently Son, but it's probably a Spurs mid, yeah. Palmer, Saka, with Haaland up front, it's very difficult to then afford Watkins as well. You basically can't.
Is Akassi up front?
Yeah, it is. I mean, he's 15 goal contributions. They have a decent run from game week 30 onwards.
They have nice fixtures. They have nice fixtures. He's an excellent player, but he's injury prone. He's burnt me this season, Harry. I jumped in, I think I've tried to own him twice because I really rate him. And I missed all his points. So I'm a bit wary here.
But I suppose the only positive is they only have to play once a week now.
Yeah. Isn't there some way you could own Gordon instead of him and just put someone else there?
Then you have to drop one of those mids. And finding one of those... That midfield five is going to be very template. Salah, Foden, Son, Palmer, Saka.
It is going to be very, very template, yeah.
So
there's something will pop up. There'll be opportunities for us to be able to... Yeah, there'll be opportunities for us, whether it's injuries forced upon us or somewhere else a team comes into form.
Yeah.
Gordon could be the one. Gordon versus Palmer is going to be... Oh, but Chelsea have the doubles. I can see you.
And the fixtures for Chelsea, like in game week, like we play Burnley at home, United at home, Sheffield United away, Everton at home, Brighton away. And we have two doubles still to come.
But just Watkins, that one is an interesting. Watkins having that season. I mean, you've just seen his assists, Harry.
Yeah.
Like he sometimes I know double game weeks and fixtures do cloud our judgment. Well, not cloud our judgment. We need them to make our decisions. But Watkins, I don't know. I'm going to think about that one. I more than likely have to. Someone's got to leave.
Someone
the team,
will
obviously.
Have to go. Yeah.
Someone has to go. You're not going to get rid of Haaland. No, the team challenging for the Prem. But
yeah,
that is a very good question. When we reach that stage, I'm not looking forward to that.
Mm. The other thing that makes me look at this draft and think is the defenders. Like the defenders that people are planning on buying in like 30 or 31 still just stink. Like Gusto is one I'm actually considering for my team.
Gusto looks good, yeah.
Gabriel, of course, for Arsenal. And maybe we just double up on Arsenal. But the defenders, there's still no one that we really look at and think, yeah, you're a lock apart from an Arsenal defender.
I totally agree. The three that were really... Well, we had Trent, then he got injured. He's too expensive. We had Trippier, who was doing not bad at one stage, injured and not delivering. Newcastle struggled. We had Porro, very exciting. Been injured recently. Spurs don't really keep clean sheets much. Then we had, who's the other one? I think Gabriel, I was going to say not exciting, but in corners, he's ridiculous. He's
after
the
that
best at
warm weather, warm weather training with their new set piece coach.
They've come back like prime Barcelona, Arsenal. But yeah, you're right, the defenders. And this is possibly the reason why I'm moving on. I mean, we had Strepinan as well. He's hurt us. So I think a lot of us are scarred for these expensive potential defenders who can attack, give us attacking returns. I mean, Ait Nouri, is he something, Harry, that we could consider? I mean, I see him on the bench there as well, so yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like it's fine and Wolves will have a double at some point, but it's not massively filling you with confidence. They've been all right defensively. They've been all right. But yeah, this is it. And as G-Wiz said, like, Watkins doesn't make the cut. It is hard and it will be difficult because at the end of the season, when you've got six game weeks left and a team doubles twice in them or doubles once and Watkins doesn't and he has City away and you think there will be times. If it was this point earlier on in the season, fine, don't sell him. But it is the final chance to try and make up, you know, that little bit of ground. It's also the final chance to lose ground if you sell a player who does really well.
Yeah,
as well, though.
Yeah, I was about to say, but I suppose depending on where you are in you know, your mini leagues or overall rank, whatever you're chasing, that would dictate how aggressive you play or how safe you play.
Yeah,
you know, at the moment, moving Watkins on seems like an aggressive move more than a safe move because he's playing so well.
I agree. And as Noah says, would I sell Watkins to Semenyo for a hit this week? I wouldn't be considering selling Watkins to a hit for anyone, particularly against that Spurs defence at Villa Park as well.
Yeah, I agree.
Cool. So that was sort of all just to cover the things and get people thinking about what it's going to mean for our teams going forward. suppose talking what our team's going to look like going forward. We've got our teams up on screen now. You've already confirmed a transfer in this screenshot of Trent out and Doughty in.
Yes.
You have more plans. Of course, there is currently no Dominic Solanke in this.
He will come in for Darwin Núñez, the obvious position. You know how much I like him as a player, but unfortunately, he's been one of my downfalls this season. I've owned him since game week 8 wildcard. Mm. I know. It showed you how I wasn't being ruthless enough, and I was one of the managers that was thinking, next week, surely.
But makes you think that, and he does.
Well, he scored the hardest goal. I mean, if you see the finish against Brentford, only a psychopath would do that chip that he done. I can't work this guy out. The header, he scored 2 headers this season. Unreal, world-class, I'd go to say, headers. And then the easy ones, the one-on-one, the second one-on-one versus Brentford. I nearly, you know what? You know, like the memes you see on Twitter and stuff where they break the TV. I was just like, what's this guy doing? It's like he was mucking about on the park. But anyway, he's going to have to make way for Solanke. It's an easy move for me. That'll be the -4. Yeah. The Trippier one done was very rare. I go early, Harry. You know me as a manager, but I've done it partly because I was so annoyed with him. But also, I thought he was going to go down in price. And my money is not great, so and I'm trying to save the money for Salah or any other premium that comes available. It could be Son.
Yeah, so I haven't made my transfer yet, and I've got 4 doublers in place in Kaminski, Zabani, Doughty, and Solanke. My starting 11 looks pretty good. If this was any week, I'd roll the transfer, but because I'm free hitting next week, I've got to use my transfer this week on something. Now, we've heard reports that apparently Trippier will be back in game week 30, roughly. But I think he's good, but I don't think he's worth 7 million.
He's not, nah.
If he was 6 or 5.5, then maybe I'd have more of an inclination to keep him. But I think
he'd be a keep. 5.5, definitely, Harry. Like 5.5, you can keep him.
I just don't think I'm going to find money for Salah unless I sell Trippier. So I think Trippier will go this week. And I think it's either Gusto or it's staying on Newcastle and going to someone like Botman. One
You're of not those put two. Off by Newcastle the way they're defending, Harry. I know the fixtures have been tricky. They've been really run down with injuries. But literally, I can't remember the last time they kept a clean sheet.
Yeah. No, I agree, which Gusto's probably my number one. They play Burnley at home in game week 30 as well, which feels really nice. Because I think defences look a little bit weak in game week 30 because Arsenal play City, Luton, who will all own, are away at Spurs. There's not loads of great defenders for us who are free hitting in 29. So adding a little bit of strength and depth in my defence for that week does help a little bit.
Yeah.
So Gusto at home to Burnley that week will be, and he's 4.2, so cheap.
You can see the difference in our teams, how well organized and your planning is. Look at you've got a transfer spare and you've still got all of the players that you've still got. You've got Son, you've got 4 doublers, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, it's because I went heavy on Luton for their first double, which didn't massively pay off. But now I'm happy that I've got them. Like, I think I got 1 from Doughty and 5 from, or 6 or 7 from Kaminski. Like, the Kaminski one was okay, but the Doughty one wasn't.
Well, he paid it back because it made you play Areola. So simple as that. That alone is...
He's paid it off.
Yeah,
it's true. G-Wiz is saying, that's why also buying Bournemouth defence this week is helpful because they have Everton at home in game week 30. So...
Yeah. So if you made the transfer, if Gusto, say, came in, he just goes on a bench?
Yeah.
Strictly a bench move, okay, to get ahead.
I mean, it's really the least exciting move I've made. I'm making Trippier out to Gusto to sit second on my bench. Like, I don't see anything else. I could buy, I could go Gordon to Tavernier or something and try and be exciting. But I just don't see who I'd bench.
That's the problem, yeah.
And then I still have the issue of money for Salah in game week 30 or 31. So Reece James is meant to be late April, if not into May. So we should... I mean, the plan is to wildcard in about game week 34, 35, which is game week 35 would be the 27th of April. To be honest, I don't really need Gusto past Monday the 15th of April where we have Everton at home, and it doesn't sound like he'll be anywhere near that. So... or I just play Foden, exactly. So it doesn't make sense to go and buy another doubler, I don't think.
Yeah, I'm trying to see where you could get... The only one you could, is Haaland to Morris. it's the only one, actually, believe it or not, on your team, because it means you don't drop a midfielder, so you can play them, you don't have that headache, and you've got... And leave the money aside to bring Haaland back in.
Yeah. Another transfer. Yeah. I suppose because I don't get the benefit from Morris next week in the Forest at home game, which is actually
your free
best
hitting.
Game.
Yeah. Yeah. I see your point. That it mitigates against that. Yeah. It's a shame because the way your team is set up, you've got the luxury transfer. You're in a position you could actually attack that. You really could. It just means reversing it and losing small value and unnecessary.
An extra transfer.
Yeah, that's the only thing I could see in your team. Yeah, so you're not going to touch that. You're too safe a manager for that, isn't it?
Exactly. I think I've attacked it enough. My attacking it has now become template, and that's what I like to see.
That's because you was ahead. I was about to say that. Yeah, you went early. Yeah. What do you think of my team for this game week? What do you reckon?
So I suppose the difference is I've got Son away at Villa, where you've got Odegaard. Effectively.
Yeah.
And then the difference in goalkeeper. I mean, it's nice. I do really... I hate seeing Odegaard score and not owning him because he does really well. I think he's a good option. It actually makes your life in game week 30 easier because you can do Odegaard to Salah.
That's the plan, Harry, yeah.
So I can't do that because Son has Luton at home that week.
Oh, so what would be your potential route?
I don't know.
Okay.
I might have to wait till 31.
Okay, all right. But have you seen Salah is playing, isn't it Brighton and then Sheffield United?
Yeah, so I definitely have him for Sheffield United.
Yeah, there's no way on earth you can
go
into
It's just
that game
whether it's worth the transfer in 30. But I think he's the best. I think Salah's the best captain in 30.
That's my plan as well, yeah.
At home to Brighton. He's fit,
yeah.
If it's not him, it'll be on Son.
Brighton are not serious this season. I'm not quite sure. At one stage, De Zerbi, we all fell in love with him. We love his style of football. But at the moment, I can't even take him too serious. I'm not quite sure. You don't know what you're going to get. And if they don't turn up correct against Liverpool, they're going to get a good beating.
Yeah, it's true. At Anfield as well. So
yeah,
that's the thing. I don't actually have an obvious route to him unless I was to sell... You know, I mean, I have to sell one of those midfielders, which is crazy.
That is crazy, yeah. Palmer's got the doubles. Foden's in a form of his life. Saka's, my God.
Going nowhere.
Yeah, and that's impossible, yeah.
If I sell Palmer, he's the cheapest, so it makes it difficult. And he has Burnley at home that week. I could sell Gordon. I think I am just short. So I could do like a second transfer and free up the money and do Gordon up to Salah for a hit. It's possible. But Gordon has West Ham at home that week. So it's difficult. I have routes to it. It's just which of those would you sell? And that is the story of this FPL season. We are selling good assets all the time to buy other good ones.
Like, I'm jealous I don't have Son. I saw last week and I saw the game. He could have hauled big time.
Yeah.
Like, he really could have, yeah. And I'm concerned again. Such a good player. But I can't get him in. I took the gamble and went for... Odegaard. But like you said, it does make my life easier with the Salah move. So
yeah,
that's the plus. There's no headache there for me. King Salah comes straight back in.
Yeah. As G was
saying, the reason Trippier had to go.
Yeah.
Had to go.
Yeah. And I think that's probably the sensible thing to do because it gets me really close. I could basically sell almost any midfielder I wanted to Salah for a maximum of -4. I could go 3-5-2, but I still have to sell one of the midfielders to fit Salah in. And it might be Gordon, but Gordon's predicted, if they lose in the cup, to have a double in 34. So if they get that double in 34, am I really selling Gordon? That's the other thing. But maybe I go back to him.
I was about to say, there'll be an opportunity. Something will come up, you know, in FPL, of all of our planning, an injury or someone's dropped. But I've not owned Gordon all season and he's killed me. He's been incredible. Yeah, so cheap, so good. He's been him and Palmer. I had a choice between one of them and I went Palmer. So...
Yeah, I mean, Palmer's been electric, but Gordon's been one of those that's just gone quietly about doing his business so well this season. Might be on the plane in the summer. We'll see.
Who? Gordon?
Mm.
Yeah, but yeah, maybe.
We're lacking left wingers. We're lacking left wingers.
I think Rashford, it'll be tried and trusted. Rashford will be there. If Grealish is fit, he'll be there as well.
It's true.
And Foden might have to be left wing as well, Harry.
Yep.
To fit him in. I think I saw that little discussion. Mm. I know don't want to get sidetracked to the England best 11, but how else are you going to fit Foden in?
Yeah, it's basically one, it feels like one attack, one of those front positions which is up for debate. Do you play Foden wide and play someone else central, or do you play Foden central and drop Bellingham deeper and play...
Nah, I don't think you drop Bellingham deeper.
Yeah.
Nah, you lose what he's doing this season. It just don't make no sense.
No. Anyway, those are our teams. Nice, boring transfer for me. Slightly more exciting for you. We've got time for just a few questions if people have got them about the double. We can rattle through some of those in the chat. So what do I think of Mooney's going forward? So, I mean, he's looked really good for Fulham. I wouldn't sell Watkins for him, as Rishi is asking, but I do like Mooney's. The issue is fitting him in our front line. But 4.5 million could be a really nice option for the rest of the season if you're playing 3-5-2.
I'm not going to repeat what you said, Harry. I really like him. He's been playing really well, but where do you fit him in? There's three spots. We're really stuck. Haaland and Watkins are difficult sells, and at the moment, Solanke takes the third spot. Maybe when that spot's available, we can look at him if we want to free up the money. But
What are Fulham's fixtures like for the rest of the season after the blank? Because, of course, they have a fixture at home to Spurs. They're away at Wolves this week and then away at Sheffield United in 30. Their fixtures towards the end of the season are not great. I was wondering if he could be the third forward, but...
They've got good fixtures now. End of the season, I suppose, is a bit random. At the moment, they've got a nice little run. Yeah. Mm. Wolves, Spurs, Sheffield United, Forest, Newcastle, West Ham. Mm. They've got decent fixtures, yeah.
I do like him. But yeah, difficult to find one. Difficult to find room to fit him in.
Yeah.
When will we know for sure about the doubles in game week 34? We're hoping that we know by game week 30. So after game week 29, when they clash with the Cup, it's then the international break. So they effectively have 2 weeks to work it out. And then game week 30 is only 3 weeks before game week 34 starts. And they do say they should give 4 weeks. So we should know, emphasis on should know. Of course, when they announced the Liverpool-Luton one, it was announced much later than we expected. But yeah, we should know by game week 30, which makes the game week 30 wildcard better. But if we don't know by game week 30, people might be forced to push the wild card back a week. Where else? What if you had Kabore, would you play him this week? I suppose the doubt is if he starts both.
Yeah. And if you've got no choice and you don't want to take a hit, then you throw him in. Why not give it a go? But would you might play... get more information.
The question was from Paul, would you play Kabore or Estupinan this week?
Oh, God. who's Brighton got again?
Forest at home. If Estupinan plays in Europe on Thursday, then you definitely can't start him at the weekend.
Yeah. Maybe my answer's a bit biased because that Estupinan's done my nutting, but I'd play Kabore. Long as they try and get some information, I think closer to the deadline, hopefully we get a bit better understanding of who's going to be started, predicted teams and whatnot. But
Luton have injuries everywhere at the moment, so the rotation risk is a little bit lower on him.
I just think Estupinan's an easy sell. Like, you just have to get rid of him. I don't think I can't make a case for him. I don't know about you, Harry. I don't care about fixtures or what. It's too much headache there.
Yeah, I agree. Rishi's just saying, if Man United and Newcastle get the double that they're predicted to in game week 34, Isaac Hoyland and Haaland will be the front three over owning Watkins. And that's the thing. It's about when doubles start to come in that, you know, someone like Watkins will be the one that people will look to move, even though he's been so incredible this season.
That's going to be a good part of the season for us. For us that are trying to make gains, there's good potential. Whenever moments like this come up, I look at it as good potential for us. Because you're right, a lot of managers who are going to be scared to move Watkins on or whoever it is. But these guys have got the doubles. There's big potential for us. And that Hoyland, before he got injured, Harry, he was looking good, huh?
Really
started
good.
To come. He was looking really good, you know. I felt sorry for him. Start of the season, a young player coming into the Prem, playing in a dysfunctional team. Everyone was criticising him. I could see the memes. But some of those goals he scored, and then once his confidence kicked in, my God, he looks a little player there.
Question from Michael Scott. Haaland, Watkins, Tony, not free hitting in 29. Which of these three would you sell for Solanke? Because, of course, Watkins and Tony both have the fixture next week. He says, would it be Haaland? I mean,
I've already given my piece on Haaland. I'm not sure if I'd want to sell him, but he's not playing. If you've got a plan to bring him back, did he say he's going to wild card?
I presume he's going to wild card. Michael, if you're going to wild card, then probably Haaland.
Then go for it. That's the one. It makes sense. Yeah.
If you're not going to wild card, I'd probably ditch Tony. They look all over the place.
Yeah. Even though we all rate Tony, Brentford are really struggling. Mm-hmm. Like bad. The good news of Brentford, though, we should discuss, Harry, is Wemels looks like he's back in training.
You know what?
Correct, or is that fake news?
No, it is true. We don't know how long. Like, he might be back, and he might be an interesting punt in the.
I was about to say, yeah, he could give us something exciting. Yeah, he could be. You know,
I thought you were going to make a Ben Mee related joke.
Oh my God!
He's out for the season. You know, they're going to be without their Ben Mee for the rest of the season. But sorry, that's the only thing that comes across my mind.
I was not going to get you started on Ben Mee jokes. I've been trying to dodge them on Twitter. I don't want to get them on Burning Questions.
Oh, dear. Question from Eddie. Would I do Doughty for a Stupinan or Saliba for a Stupinan? Will Senesi and Trippier be fit? So that's a two-part question. Senesi and Trippier, we're not expecting to be fit.
Yeah.
And I would sell a Stupinan for Doughty, and I would not sell Saliba.
Selling Saliba. No chance. That is an easy transfer for you. Yeah. Just press that button and enjoy.
Yeah.
Not seeing it stupid and in your team is just as much fun as owning another player that gets points. Trust me. He's that bad and too much pain. Just get rid of him.
Cool. One final one. Would I start Douglas Luiz or Phil Foden this weekend? Phil Foden away at Liverpool. Douglas Luiz at home to Spurs, but we know what Douglas Luiz is like at home. Thoughts? It's close.
I think I'd go Foden.
I think I'd go Foden as well. Just the form he's in, and I think Pep said it really well, is that he's now at the point where he's getting City points, where before he was a great player and he was contributing well, but they didn't rely on him to win games. But he is relying on Foden to win them games at the moment and get big goals. And I think
that's partly Pep, basically, Harry, because I think Foden was misused a couple of stages. Because I thought he was, even though he's young, he looked mature enough last couple of seasons. Look, we all know it as a player there, but he was almost 1 minute right wing, 1 minute left wing, 1 minute he vanishes for 6 weeks. I mean, how can you build up momentum? Yeah. But this season, he just plays every game. So he just looks a player. I couldn't bench him. No, even against Liverpool. Liverpool, our team, we're getting players back, but we're still not. I know we're one of the best defences in the Prem, which shocks me, actually, because I watch our games. But I can't see him not causing problems. I really can't.
Cool. That is all for today's stream. Of course, as always on Burning Questions, we never remember to plug anything. So if you haven't liked and subscribed, that would be great. And the link to Mo's channel is in the title of the stream. So if you want to go and check him out, that would be greatly appreciated. And Mo, thank you very much for coming on. I hope you get some good points. I also hope that my Man City assets get some good points this week.
don't worry. Long as Liverpool win, I hope your players get max. You always get points in FPL, Harry. You don't even need no luck. I'm not going to wish you good luck. I'm only going to wish myself good luck.
Our teams are very similar, so I'll get some secondary luck from you.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. But yeah, thanks for having me, Harry. Really enjoyed that. Hopefully the viewers, everyone enjoyed that as well. Got to answer some questions this time as well.
Perfect. And if we need a guest between now and the end of the season, I'm sure I'll be knocking at your door again. Thank you all very much. Please make sure to like and subscribe before you go. And we'll be back again next week.
See ya. Bye-bye, everyone.